Now for an overview of the project's funding and costs. Project funding by phase is shown on the table on the screen. For reference, the project has almost completed the project approval and environmental documentation, or PAED phase. In December of 2022, the county was awarded a $67.6 million active transportation program grant from the California Transportation Commission for the project in the ultimate trail configuration. The $67.6 million award is the largest ATP grant in state history. In addition to the ATP grant funding, the RTC has programmed $17.3 million in Measure D active transportation funds for the project, which is fully funding the PAED phase and supplementing construction funding and served as a match for the ATP grant funds. Total project funding is $84.9 million. Now, estimated costs by phase are shown on the table on the screen. As you can see, the cost estimates for the project have increased, particularly for construction. This is a result of several factors: the general and significant increase in construction costs across the county, state, and region, in part due to lingering supply chain issues from COVID, inflation and infusion of federal stimulus money, a tight labor market, and the unavailability of contractors. In addition, the project design has progressed since the draft schematic plans that the original estimates in the ATP grant were based on. An additional scope has been identified, including a new viaduct east of the Oak Trail, more retaining walls, and a complex drainage system that's needed to accommodate both the trail and a future rail line. We estimate an additional $21.6 million is needed for construction. Right-of-way costs have also increased due to the amount and the cost of environmental mitigation that will be needed to offset the environmental impacts. An additional estimated $6.4 million is required for this phase. It's important to note, though, that the project is still in preliminary design, and the project team will continue to explore ways to reduce cost. We plan to explore a formal cost reduction exercise known as value engineering with the RTC over the next several months. We will also be refining our estimates as additional bid information comes in. Obviously, the hope is that we start to get into a more favorable bid climate and bids start coming down, which would help our estimates. Remains to be seen if that will be the case. But as I mentioned previously, the Segment 5 project is opening bids today, and that will be a really important data point for us to help refine our estimates. And so even though these are preliminary numbers and subject to change as we move through final design, I wanted to share this information now so the decision makers and the public are fully informed. So the ATP grant that the county received for this project is partially funded by Senate Bill 1. Caltrans and Senate Bill 1 require that the implementing agency leading a project that is funded by SB 1 and has a budget in excess of $10 million sign a baseline agreement with Caltrans. The baseline agreement requires that the implementing agency documents the project costs, schedule, scope, and benefits, and certifies that the funding sources cited in the baseline agreement are committed, expected to be available, that the project is fully funded, and that the implementing agency agrees to secure funds for any additional costs of the project. Because of the unprecedented amount of ATP funding awarded to this project, it is critical that the county approves the baseline agreement to secure the grant funding and keep the project moving forward. However, there is no money in the county budget to fund this project's budget gaps, and the county lacks a dedicated funding source for this type of project. The county intends to work with the RTC to fully fund the project through a combination of cost reduction strategies and by seeking additional funding sources that will avoid spending county funds on the project. The following is a brief overview of strategies that could be used to reduce costs and or increase funding for the project. And just as a note, no board action is requested for any of the following strategies. They're shared for informational purposes only. And in fact, many of these decisions will not be made by the county board, but will go to the RTC commissioners for approval. Staff will continue to work with RTC staff to flesh out these strategies and any additional future actions that the RTC commissioners may vote on. So one option, and I would say this would be the most preferable, is to seek additional grant funds. RTC staff recently submitted a federal RAISE grant application for $19.5 million, which included $8.4 million for segments 10, 11. Another option would be for the RTC to vote to fund the project with additional Measure D active transportation funds. RTC staff estimated in September 2023 that the fund has approximately $68 million in additional capacity, which is reduced to $38 million if maintenance of the trail is included as a Measure D cost. This would be sufficient to fund the Segments 10 and 11 project, but would reduce the amount of Measure D funding available to develop the remaining rail trail segments. As mentioned previously, the project team, in conjunction with the RTC, will continue to explore ways to reduce costs through value engineering that would not result in a scope change to the project. In addition, Project costs could be reduced by eliminating the cost of railroad track relocation from the project. This would save approximately $7 to $8 million. As I mentioned towards the beginning of my presentation, the project currently includes the relocation of approximately 1.5 miles of track in segment 10 to make room for both trail and tracks in the narrow right-of-way. However, there are three potential ways in which this cost could be reduced or eliminated from the ultimate trail configuration. The first would be for the RTC to enter into an agreement with Roaring Camp as the rail operator to relocate the existing tracks so they are not in conflict with the trail alignment. This would happen independently and in advance of the rail trail project. The county and RTC staff are exploring the feasibility of this approach with Roaring Camp. Alternatively, the RTC could pursue an agreement with Roaring Camp as the rail operator to remove the tracks as part of the rail trail project and defer the track reinstallation to a later time, either as part of the RTC's zero emission passenger rail and trail project or as part of general corridor maintenance work. Again, the feasibility of this approach is being explored with RTC staff and Roaring Camp. And finally, the RTC could vote to rail bank the corridor, which would allow the rail trail project to remove the tracks where they are in conflict with the trail and not replace them. This would also allow the project to eliminate the fencing between track and trail and potentially save an additional $2 million. Rail banking would also provide the ultimate trail configuration with better flexibility to avoid conflict with the future rail realignments that are likely to be required for implementation of the RTC's zero emission passenger rail and trail project, particularly in portions of segment 11 through New Brighton State Beach, where the rail line has multiple curves. This additional flexibility could result in additional cost savings for the rail trail projects. Of course, there are schedule risks associated with rail banking, and it is unknown if the RTC could rail bank the corridor in time to avoid delaying the project. Regardless of which approach is taken, eliminating the railroad track relocation from the rail trail project reduces the risk that the project will install costly rail infrastructure that is not compatible with future rail, with future passenger rail requirements and has to be replaced as part of that project. And the last way in which the corridor, in which the project could reduce costs would be for the RTC to vote to rail bank the corridor and request that the county pursue the interim trail for segments 10 and 11. The interim trail has a total estimated cost of $51.7 million compared with $111.7 for the ultimate trail. This approach would be subject to the same schedule risks of rail banking mentioned previously, and critically would require that the California Transportation Commission approve using the ATP grant funding to build the interim trail alignment. It is unknown whether the CTC would approve such a scope change. If the CTC is unwilling to approve that scope change, the interim trail would require an additional $34.3 million for segments 10 and 11, which is more than the amount needed for the ultimate trail configuration. So the recommended actions are as follows: to approve the baseline agreement between the County of Santa Cruz and the California Department of Transportation for Coastal Rail Trail Segments 10-11 project in the ultimate trail configuration, authorize the Deputy CAO, Director of Community Development and Infrastructure, to execute the baseline agreement with Caltrans on behalf of the county, and direct the Deputy CAO, Director of Community Development and Infrastructure, to request that the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission fully fund the Coastal Rail Trail Segments 10-11 project. So,